I'm Emily Pimble, and I'm a senior at Bryan High School. So after a few weeks ago, when the two finalists for the superintendent position came together and just dropped out altogether, like 2 days before we were going to vote on it, how does that make the district look, not just like among like our students, but among like the other districts in the area?
Well, it's a great question, and obviously that doesn't help us. I mean, anytime you've got a major position, leadership position in the district, and you end up not having finalists who remain finalists and all three dropping out, doesn't help us. But, you know, on the other hand, we're going to take the opportunity to rebuild some of those bridges that were burned down a little bit. We recognize it didn't work as well, and I think we're going to do it better. I think the board has been committed to that. I'm certainly committed to supporting in any way I can. But, yeah, it's unfortunate. I think everybody would say if they had it to do over again that they'd do it a little different.
My name is Maurice Jones. I'm a junior at UNO OPS Middle College. How can we ensure that we are attracting a diverse group of educators? You know, traditionally in a classroom setting, you see very homogenous groups. And I think in order to bring the best out of our students, we have to attract and retain diverse groups of educators?
That is a great question. It's one of our strategic plan goals. We have a pretty intensive plan for recruitment that involves going to, for example, historic black colleges, the HBCs. We have teams that go out and recruit there. We also have a lot of efforts internally. For example, we have a program that's grant funded by a philanthropic group called Para to Teacher Program, and we have a lot of our paras who are taking advantage of a free college degree, and that helps us with diversity as well. But I have to be honest, I mean, the interesting thing on this is, and you have to be certified, and we only can attract the diverse candidates that come out of College of Eds. And here's the challenge nationwide. Diversity in the college ed schools is not good. And it tends to be particularly white females. And that's not typical just for Nebraska. It's really typical across the United States.
I'm a bit concerned because it's about qualitative and quantitative achievement in schools. It seems like we look at quantitative rather than the qualitative aspect of it. And how do we ensure we're preparing our kids for life outside of high school? You know, how can we ensure that they're actually learning and not just graduating?
That's another great question that also aligns to our strategic plan. You may have seen in our most recent board meeting, we had a pretty intensive presentation on common grading practices. We've had a committee that's been at it for, I'm going to say, a year and a half, and they piloted some significant changes in the grading practices for all of our grade levels. And part of it was because of his very question. The way the old system was set up, a lot of students, once they got to a C level, they knew they could not turn in some work and still maintain that. So now, as a result of the changes in common grading practice, we're going to see some changes. Based on the pilot, we did see that there were more Fs and not quite as many A's. And so it did make it more rigorous, which I think is reflective of what we needed to do. I had many students say that it's not that hard to get a passing grade because of the system, not because of the material, which is not what it should be about. So, like I say, we did a pilot across all grade levels in specific classes and courses at secondary. It's the entire spectrum, the changes that were discussed at last Monday's board meeting. So I think that addresses a big part of his concern that we do need to look at. Okay, so you've got some growth in graduation rates. Does it really reflect learning? Because it should. If it doesn't, then it really doesn't have any value.